Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera. And it's not John Ritchie. Elliot Shirt Parks in for John today. Wonderful to be with you as we broadcast from the beautiful Borgata, our home base, every Friday morning here from Atlantic City. Great to be with you. Me, Elliot, Devin, and James, Rhea off as well as we're with you for the next 4 hours. And, of course, you can hop aboard the conversation and join the conversation at 215-592-9494. Needless to say, it was a quiet night last night in sports. Phil's off. Now they start a new series today versus the Blue Jays. Obviously, the Eagles in that period up until training camp for 6 weeks where they kind of float away. But we got a lot of Eagles to do today, some Sixers to do today. Phillies, and of course, beat the Hammer later on. Again, all from Borgata, 215-592-9494. Elliot, how are you, bud?
What up? How you doing today?
I'm good.
Man? Feeling good?
Better now that I see you.
I got to say, my weekends always feel like they start. Yeah, that was very sweet.
Wait. It wasn't sweet. It was sour.
It
was an anti-Richie comment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't pro-you.
I decided to take it as a compliment,
but that's fair.
Well, it's a shame because I
don't,
was gonna...
don't flatter yourself.
All right, well, then I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
No, it was nice about you. Flatter yourself.
I was going to say I find my weekend always starts better when I get to see you win, beat the Hammer
my
in person.
But now
I don't know if I feel that way after that little comment.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the fray, Elliot. This is what we do. We just yuck it up and have some fun and play some audio.
Make fun of Richie.
Listen. Okay. For everyone listening right now, I don't know why I say listen, because you are listening. Whack away on John today. I just want to put that. Devin, if you had a one criticism of Richie, what would be your product?
215-590.
Everyone be mean to Richie.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, Devin signs off on it.
No, I'm kidding.
Seltzer, cut that audio.
Yeah, she
drop
said
of the week.
It.
Cut
I heard
the,
it.
Drop of the week. Drop of the year winner.
This is unfair.
Hello.
It's not
Someone
even 6
finally beat the Adore or whatever. What did you say it was?
Adore.
Adore.
Oh, yeah, you missed that last
year. It was after Hushmandaze.
Dory Jackson was Adore Jackson.
Oh, yeah, man. I never heard that name ever pronounced that way.
Yeah, I channeled my TJ Hushmandaze.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, so
that
we're
was
all...
TJ Hushmandaze.
It's an all-timer. All right, so good morning to you. We got a lot to do. Let's start Phil's. So new series tonight. You know, yesterday there was nothing happening. Nothing. Other than a Stanley Cup game, of course, with the Cup and the NBA Finals this weekend and all that, and Phillies. But so, Elliot, Phil started a new series tonight.
Yeah.
Been an odd year. There's no question, you know, people are, and I said this in April, people were going to be, I could just tell 2 weeks into the season, really quick to be in a really bad Phillies mood fest. The last 3 years lingers. On the negative side, the last 3 years is a factor on the positive side, but it creates a lot of consternation. As we sit here today, you know, they're not quite halfway through the year, but they're moving closer to that point. What is going through your mind about this team? What they are, what they should do.
Yeah, so I think heading into the game tonight, and, you know, look, great series win versus the Cubs. It was awesome to be at the game with you guys. It was really cool to meet a lot of the callers. But as they start tonight, I'll be honest and say my biggest like opinion I have about the Phillies right now, what I feel when I think of them, when I watch them, is I'm more interested in the guys in Lehigh. Like, I care more right now. I feel more emotionally invested, and I care more about the future of the guys down in the minors. Andrew Painter, Justin Crawford.
You know that's nuts, right?
No, I don't think it's nuts. I think it's realistic. I think look, could the Phillies make a playoff run? Of course, they could. I'm not going to completely discount it. But when you, like, view a franchise and what is best for the team, you have to view it on what is most realistic. And the Phillies we are watching this year are not good enough to make a postseason run, or at least not good enough to the degree where I can count on it or I should make decisions that way. I'm not saying blow it up, although I am closer to that at the deadline than I am reinvesting in the team. But I am not making decisions about Andrew Painter, Justin Crawford, or Aiden Miller based off of this current group. I'm not rushing up Crawford because the center fielders are bad. I'm not putting Andrew Painter in the bullpen because they need a piece there. My priority, if I'm Dombrowski, is those three players. It is not the major leaguers because they've blown their chance, frankly. They've had years to do it. They haven't done it. They're not improved this year. So, yeah, I'm excited to watch them play tonight, and I'll always want the Phillies to make a deep run. Of course, it could happen. But I'm kind of over it, to be honest, and I'm more excited about the next iteration of the
team. You know what, Elliot? So I'm glad you said – I'm not happy you said this, but I'm glad you said it in the sense it gets it out there. So I think what you're saying – is something not maybe quite the same way you framed it that resonates with everyone about the minors, but I know what you're saying is you're frustrated with the big league guys and you don't believe in them. That's what you're saying.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, no, that,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
what,
yeah, yeah, correct.
And that's what a lot of people are saying. I can't tell you. Look, I too am incredibly frustrated by that. And look, everyone, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494, okay? Obviously, let's hear from you. I too am frustrated. There are players underperforming. Okay, like the Stotts and the Bohms, although Bohm has picked it up, Castellanos, there are a number of players on this team, Kepler, okay, a number, Rojas, Marsh, there are a number of players on this team that are underperforming and frustrating us. I am with that. What I am not with is the sentiment that is two things that are expressed too often. One, that this team kind of like can't win. You didn't say it. You didn't say it, but I know you're thinking that the percentage is, like, really low.
I know the percentage is low.
That's not accurate.
I think it is.
It's not accurate.
What makes you believe in this team?
Starting pitching.
Okay, that is one aspect of the team.
It's the most important aspect of baseball.
It is. I'm not disagreeing with you that. But so is hitting, and so is the pitchers that come in once the starters leave.
Starting pitching is the most important thing anymore.
Well, we saw the Dodgers win last year
without starting pitching.
That's fine. It's the most important. Let me give you the next reason. So what was your question? What makes me believe in them?
Yeah.
How about the fact that if a team makes the just work with me for a second. I'm trying to like teach everybody baseball. All right. Now, sorry to the audience. I don't mean to say that to you. I'm saying that to Elliot.
Right.
But I am saying that to the audience. All right. Here's the deal, guys. If a team makes the playoffs year over year, you know what happens more often than not? They lose in the postseason. You know what happens when they lose in the postseason or have bad stretches in the regular season? You either don't hit well or you don't pitch well. And then you have the occasional game where you lose because you don't field well. But, I mean, basically when a team loses, you have hitting issues, you have pitching issues. You know who's had hitting issues and pitching issues in key spots? All the great teams, including the Dodgers, who have won two World Series, and good for them in this last, you know, bunch of years. They've also lost in the playoffs way more often than not when they've made it. They've made the playoffs like 10 straight years or 11 or whatever the hell they're up to. They've won twice. That means like 8, 9, 10 times their fans all grumbling because they lost. Braves, one title. And then they lose all the rest. Yankees have lost all the rest. The Astros have obviously won the most in recent years. They've won three. And then they've had their times where they lose. Like, here's my thing, Elliot. If you sign up as a fan, for I don't want frickin' Nick Williams to be my right fielder and Mikel Franco to be my third baseman and go around the diamond of all the garbage that was out there, you know, 7 to 10 years ago. If you don't want that, and I feel confident none of us want that, well, sign up to get your heart broken, but here's my point. Sign up to try to win a World Series with this strategy. Lock and frickin' load. And when necessary, reload. And I will say, I think reload is necessary here. Left field, center field, relief pitching. Am I giving up on a chance right now with Zach Wheeler in his prime to win the World Series this year? Absolutely not. So I'm not, and I'm not saying, let me be clear about this. I'm not, and you can weigh in 215-592-9494. And I'm not trying to jump you, Elliot. I'm not saying sell the farm, sell everybody. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is I object to those who think the Phillies have like a minuscule chance to win. I object to that. And I totally, totally reject the notion that this team with some realistic moves can't improve and become an even bigger time contender this season. So that's where I'm at.
So to me, you sounded a lot like I did 2 years ago when talking about the Sixers. And everybody told me they're never going to do it. They're not going to win. Who can, right? And I kept saying, no, when you have a chance, go for it. Reinvest in the team. They make the playoffs every year. When you make the playoffs, you have a chance. And what happened? They traded away draft pick after draft pick for older veterans. They tried to keep reloading around Embiid. They traded for old stars like
you're
Harden,
right? You're right about that.
And what happened? Ultimately, I was wrong, right? I was the one that had to sit here and say, yes, the Sixers never got it done. Now, they had a chance, but they didn't do it. And I'm not disputing with you that they have a chance. And I'm not telling fans that they should stop watching the games. What I'm saying is Dombrowski cannot operate this next month or at the trade deadline with the idea of reinvesting an older team. Because let's be real, like you said, a lot of players are underperforming. Are they? Like maybe Stott, Bohm, Castellanos, Marsh, Rojas, like maybe this is just who they are.
Well, Rojas and Marsh.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
course, yes. This is who they are.
But maybe the only person underperforming this year, honestly, might be Harper, and that's because of injuries. And he hasn't been, like, terrible. But regardless, the reality with this team is they're, A, not going to be the same team next year, and, B, they just are probably not good enough. They had their chance, and it sucks that they blew it. It is what it is. But, like, they have gotten worse and worse every year since then. And so when you say, like, yes, believe in the team and all that, I get it. I want to believe in the team, but we can't, like, the Phillies can't operate off of being a fan. The Phillies can't operate off of emotion.
When you say worse and worse every year.
Well, they went from losing the World
Series. I know what you're saying. But you also know their record has gone up every year, right?
But see, again, these are the points I would make for the Sixers, right? It feels like we're.
Yeah, but they were based on one guy.
But the results.
No. They were based really on one guy, which is the NBA way. And that guy's knee fell apart.
And the Phillies have what? Well, I guess they have, like, if you include the starting pitchers, yes, they have. They have good players.
Look,
yeah.
The Phillies have very good players. Now, the scary part is Bryce Harper's been the main guy, and they're now walking on a slippery slope with him with an injury. But I don't think their foundation is as shaky as the Sixers was when you look back.
Oh, I completely disagree with you on that. And, like, here's the deal. The Phillies do have more talent than I'm probably giving them credit for. You are right about that. But the Phillies are an old team, and that's the key part here, right? You are doubling down on a team that is old. Kyle Schwarber, old. Bryce, old. Trey Turner, old. Zach Wheeler, old, right? This is not a young core where I'm like, okay, if I trade a minor leaguer, if I trade, like, whatever piece they think gets them something, well, all right, we got two or three more years with this team. This team is on its last legs. We all agreed with that heading into the season.
Let me ask you a question. Let's go back a decade or so. Would you not trade Mick Abel today for Hunter Pence?
So I hate that argument.
No, I'm not just asking, because that's the kind of guy, and I mean, he was a right fielder, I think, but let's just say he could play left field. Let's just say it's Hunter Pence, left fielder. Would you trade Mick Abel today for Hunter Pence, where you've got him
with
under
this,
control?
With for this current team
yeah,
you're talking about.
For this current team.
No, I wouldn't.
Because I would.
Okay.
I would say, give me Hunter Pence, find me that guy in baseball today. Sign me up. I'll trade one of my 37 million starting pitchers. Let me try to improve this club and try to go win a World Series while I still have Wheeler and Harper.
And you know what? You'll feel great at the deadline when you do it, and everyone will be excited. And it's like, they're going all in. Then you know what? They're probably not going to win the World Series. They're probably not going to win a playoff round. And then this offseason, when we're all talking about what do you do now, it'll be like, man, it would be nice to have a young pitcher under control for a lot of years. It's good. So I get the emotional part of it. But the Sixers also acted on emotion, and look where it got them. So they need to act on reality. Reality is the younger players in this franchise are more important right now than the major leagues.
Well, look, we'll take your reaction. Do you agree with Elliot's series of redonkulous statements right there? Are you with that or not? All right, I hope you're having a great start to this day as we broadcast from Borgata. Look, I don't think the Phillies are a house of cards the way the Sixers were. You know, one guy had a situation and the whole house crumbled. I don't think that's what the Phillies are. But I get the fact that there is a comp on, you know, let's go for it. And, you know, you can pay the piper on the backside. There's no question. And the Sixers have.
Yeah, I didn't want to believe the Sixers were that either, buddy. But
yeah,
you know
but the Phillies aren't based on one player. They're not.
They're not. But the reality remains the same about where they are. They are on the downswing on an older roster that is likely going to get blown up this offseason.
Right, well, we'll see what people think. 215-592-9494. Devin, where do you stand on the Phillies and the strategy of what they should do? Because, as you can tell, Elliot and I are on very different wavelengths here.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of in the middle of both of you guys. Like, I think saying that they need to just kind of give up on their current roster and focus on the younger guys is ridiculous, respectfully, Elliot.
Thank you.
They still have a championship caliber roster. They haven't performed the way that they should and are expected to, given, you know, the talent and especially salary that this team has right now. But it's a long season, and I hate the phrase, you know, that's just baseball. We've seen them go through these highs and lows. Guys like Alec Bohm have been super frustrating. He's been picking it up on offense, and I think it's really about just clicking at the right time. I will say when it comes to what the Phillies' strengths are, Joe, I don't know if starting pitching is the most important. I mean, when you look at the leaders in terms of teams in the MLB, the Phillies only lead in two categories, and that's strikeouts and starting pitching.
Pitchers or by hitters?
Overall strikeouts by pitchers.
By pitchers. Yeah.
So both in the pitching category is they're the only two categories they're in the top five of. Nothing with offense, nothing with defensive plays. So I just would like to see more from this offense. Like, that's what they're paid the big bucks for, at least most of these guys.
Well, and that's sort of my point. I want to see more from the offense also, which is why I want to see an outfielder acquired. I mean, that's like where I'm at.
Acquired, not brought up. Like, I think I think Justin Crawford will be a great player, but this sentiment that Justin Crawford is going to be brought up and be just this miracle solution for the Phillies offense is ridiculous.
No, I agree. I agree with that.
But I would also say, like, I'm fine with them trading for somebody, but that's not what we're talking about. What I'm saying is, who are they acquiring of value without giving up one of their best minor leaguers? Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess you could say Ranger would be someone they could potentially trade, but then you're also weakening what you view as really the only reason to believe in the team.
Well, and also you're a lot less inclined to trade Ranger if Nola is not right.
Right. So, I agree. If they want to go try to trade for someone at the deadline without giving up anything that hurts the future, go for it. I just don't think they have the assets to do it.
So you're saying that they shouldn't trade any of their top minor
league prospects. Saying anything that hurts the future, I'm not doing. I'm not reinvesting in this team in a major way, right? Like, we're at the Borgata at the casino, right? Like, what you were saying, it's just baseball. I could go and, like, play a casino game and bet money, and, maybe I'll hit the jackpot. That doesn't mean it's a smart financial decision. Like, they need to make smart decisions about the future of the franchise. And this team right now, reinvesting in it, that is not a smart financial decision.
Okay, let's find out what people think. 215-592-9494 I think Elliot went as far as to saying he's more interested in the minor leaguers and the major leaguers or some nonsense?
Yeah, I'm more interested in them than I am this team.
Garbage. Let's go to the phone. I mean, have watched any of those guys ever play. What do I care more about them? Let's go to the phones. Frank in South Philly. Can you please tell Elliot he's nonsensical here? Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Frank?
Good, buddy.
I was on the fence as well, but I'm also looking at it like we're a playoff team. So why not go for it? Yes, I wouldn't blow it all up and trade, your future minor leaguers. But, however, I would trade Abel and try to go get you a good outfielder. And then you don't have to trade Ranger Suarez.
So do you not believe in Abel for the future? Like, is that why you would trade him?
Yeah, that was a weird statement because he could be a pitcher here for the future.
He could be a good pitcher, but I look at it like this. If you go trade Abel, you can maybe go get like a – I know you guys might not agree with this, but why not take a chance on Trout? I know he has injury history in the past. Or you can possibly go get Reynolds from Pittsburgh. Then there's your outfielder, and then you –
Reynolds would be super expensive, and he has a big contract, and Trout has the contract. Those are the reasons not to. And Trout can't stay healthy.
I understand. Yeah, but either one of those two are still a major upgrade over the center fielder and left fielder that we currently have on the roster.
Well, Trout is if he plays. But also, know this, Trout's not Trout anymore. I mean,
and think about, we've already got Turner, Harper contracts going into their late 30s, early 40s, and Trout's contract goes till there, too, and he's been way more ineffective than those two guys, way less healthy.
Yeah.
That's like you're talking about just adding another albatross for the next, 8 years or 7 years.
Yeah, Frank, to play on Elliott Sixers' point, one thing I think is key to frame here, it's not just that the Sixers have players that aren't that good anymore. It's that they're hampered by contracts for the next 4 to 5 years.
Right. Yeah, so I don't think the Mike Trout thing is that dissimilar than the Paul George contract in terms of
that's very possible.
Committing a huge amount of money to an older player in a desperate attempt to win with your last attempt to win. So
no, that's a potential reasonable comp. Yeah,
I also look at it as, if you do trade Abel next year, if you're worried about losing in the postseason and you strike out on getting one of those outfielders I just mentioned, you still do have Wheeler, Nola, Lizardo, and you have Painter and Sanchez. So you're still going to have five key starters even by losing Abel. So even if you don't re-sign Ranger.
Correct.
So I look at it that way. Like, you still have a decent starting pitching if you lose Abel. Let's bring in Pena.
Well, that's, and Frank, you're talking my language there. Look, interesting call, bud. Appreciate it. James, is Elliot talking nonsense or is he on point here?
No, I don't think he's talking nonsense at all. I'm not going to say that I'm fully where he is yet, but you know where I've been. I'm giving this team about a month to prove to me that they deserve to be added to. But again, Joe, I think you're making it out like this is such an obvious thing to do. This team is way less likely to win the World Series than to win it. I mean, let's be honest. Right, and even with adding, I mean, they have so many flaws on this team, and I disagree with you. I think if you look at the last decade of World Series winners, it's changing, man. Offense is becoming more important than starting pitching. The last three of the last four World Series winners had weak starting pitching staffs. Like,
and
weak.
The Phillies got there by
the
hitting.
The Phillies got the farthest the when Dodgers, they were more offense
the,
focused.
The Braves in 2021. I mean, those were all teams that won by mashing the baseball. Like, the game has changed in that perspective. So, and again, on top of that, like, not only are they is that the only thing they're good at, that's the only thing they're like above average at. I mean, they have five holes on the offense, maybe four and a half if you want to say Bohm's not a total zero, but you know how I feel about Bohm.
So give me one
pitcher in this bullpen right now you feel comfortable pitching in the postseason. Not one. So you're going to add two guys who are going to pitch for you in the postseason? Like, it's just, it's you have to really, like, do mental gymnastics to get yourself to where you can believe that this team's close to good enough.
Just to piggyback off what James said there, I agree with you, the starting pitching has the chance to be, like, a special series-winning unit. But when your bullpen is so bad, to me it negates a little bit the starting pitching, because all the other team has to do is get to the bullpen, and then that's it. Like I still think the Phillies in most playoff games are not going to give up only one or two runs, because when the bullpen comes in, they will get hit. So ultimately, despite the starting pitching, it's still on the offense. And like James said, the offense is not good enough, and you're not changing that at the trade deadline.
You know, thinking about, Devin, with the update there about the Stanley Cup last night, Sixers and Flyers have been out of it since February.
So long.
Yeah, you know.
I thought you were talking years.
Well, that too.
Devin, I did too. I was going to say 2012, 2010.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Especially for the Flyers.
Well, especially for the Flyers. But the playoffs
and the
have
Sixers
been good.
In terms of the finals, yeah.
The playoffs have been so good.
So good, dude. Both sports.
Yeah, and it's just a reminder of when your team, for me, like when your team's in it, it can be so fun.
I mean,
like
2010's the last time. Could have been magic, you know?
Say it again?
The last 2 months could have been magic.
Could have been magic. Mm-hmm. Could have been magic. 2010's the last time the Flyers really made a charge. I mean, really made a charge. And it was awesome.
It's funny that these series is your reminder when the Eagles were just in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but there's some. No, I hear you, but there's a difference.
You mean like a run, like a series?
Well, first off, it's this time of the year. So, you know, it's that feel where it's, you know, it's just the Phillies right now. And then the other thing I'd say is a playoff series in the other three sports, baseball, hockey, and basketball, it's just a different thing than the once a week football.
Yeah, game. I agree. Yeah.
Because, you know, you have something to look forward to every night. React to the next day, look forward to, react.
And you are right about the time of the year. Like, there is it's been a while. I mean, the Sixers have been there since 2001, so I'm not like I remember.
Like, we're down the shore right now.
But being outside for these things is really cool.
I remember being down the shore when the Flyers advanced to the Cup in 97, when Lynn Johnson LeClaire beat Messier and Gretzky to get to the Cup. That was all, I think it might have been Memorial Day weekend. Maybe it was the next weekend.
I remember watching games with my high school buddies.
James.
You know, like.
Dude, 1,000,000%. Same exact thing. All right. Good morning to you from Borgata, 215-592-9494. When you call in today, your chance to win a $100 gift card from Wild Fork Foods. Give the gift of flavor this Father's Day. Visit one of Wild Fork's greater Philadelphia retail locations today and pick up a Wild Fork gift card for Dad. You can, of course, shop in store or online for same-day shipping to the door. Visit Wild Fork Foods. Foods.com. That's wildforkfoods.com. All right, here's how we give away this cool prize. We want to get you fed today. We want to get you good food. Here's how you can win it. So happy birthday goes out there to that Tim Allen guy. Most famous, of course, from Home Improvement. You know, mostly TV fame, but also did some movies. Did a number of movies, including like the Santa Claus. In honor of Tim Allen and that combination of roles. He was also in Toy Story, but that doesn't totally count because he wasn't really in it, just his voice.
It definitely counts.
Nah, but it's just his voice. You don't even see the guy's face. You got to see a face.
I disagree.
Give me a face.
Toy Story is a way more famous movie, but I do agree with Joe that like he's in it.
I think Tim Allen is known for Toy Story more than the Santa Claus.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you on that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't vote for it because he ain't in it.
But
so,
I agree with you too. Yeah.
Here's the deal. That concept, a great TV role and a great movie role. I want everyone to put those thinking caps on, boys and girls, and give us the answer for this question. What actor or actress, through all the years, has had the best combination of one TV role and one movie role? Now, they might have had 37 of both, but you got to come armed with the name of the movie and the name of the show or the character, I mean, that's when you really know someone really – like, I'll give you a for instance. To me, when I think of something like this, a big one, like Michael J. Fox as Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
And Michael J. Fox as Alex P. Keaton in Family Ties. Now, I'm going back, you know, 40 years now. But
oh, really yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, who was that?
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a big one, right?
Yeah.
That's a big one. So shoot for that. And look, there are a number of people. Like, take De Niro. He was in a TV show recently. But it's not like you could have a million different great answers to him with movies. And here's the key. You got to find the right one. But De Niro would never be a winning answer today because he hasn't done enough in television to match up with, you know, whichever you consider his best movie role. So find the actor or actress that has a great combination of excellence both ways. By the way, the new Netflix shows and HBO-type shows over the last many years, they have created a whole different wave. It's not just the old sitcom and the old TV drama, you know, 3, 6,
yeah.
and 10.
Like, I feel like more and more big, like, A-list actors and movie stars are doing TV.
Because
they're basically movies.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. We're being real.
All right, so here's the deal. 215-592-9494. Best combination of a TV role and a movie role. Seltzer, what are you thinking?
I will not take a haymaker like you did, but I'll take a fun one. The great Wood Harris as Avon Barksdale and Julius in Remember the Titans.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is. It's funny. I didn't even realize that he was Julius.
Yeah, right?
I can see it now.
Pretty good.
Did not know that. And it's funny, when you first said Wood Harris, I thought that was a nickname for Woody Harrelson.
But another potential good answer is
there. Yeah, it wouldn't be a winner, but, you know, Woody Harrelson's been in both, obviously. Elliot, what do you got here? And again, everyone, really think on this one. This way, it's got a lot of possibility. Movie and TV. And by the way, same actor or actress can be said twice today, can be said 10 times today.
Oh, good point.
If you feel
yeah.
someone didn't nail the right movie or show, trump it with a better combination. Elliot, what are you thinking?
So I rarely take like a haymaker. I normally go more niche on these, but I'm going to go with what I think is the winning answer.
Wow.
And it's Steve Carell in The Office in 40-year-old version.
Won't win.
It's dude, I think that is, could win.
Yeah,
no, I mean, you don't like no. The Office, but you got to think about the voting panel, Joe. There are three people on this
panel.
Well,
The Office is one of the best sitcoms
like the
of
Office,
all time.
So yeah. I do think that could have been a winning answer.
Okay.
Counterpoint? Don't know if I love the movie choice.
It's not good enough.
Because you could do, like,
wow,
I feel like
really?
Steve Carell. No, I feel like he's done more, like, dramatic.
Yeah,
so, like,
but that's
if we're going
most
for
iconic
range
role.
Here.
Yeah, I think it's his best movie.
I think we're going for iconic, right? Like, most notable.
Essentially. Yeah, I think that's fair.
What are you, not a 40-year-old version
I'm just
fan?
Going for, I think it's a little bit overrated, honestly.
Well, that's crazy.
I think there are.
I'm going for range.
Bigger
here.
And better roles. Devin, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with Matthew McConaughey in True Detective, season one. Mm. Best season. And Interstellar.
Okay.
Love it.
That answer doesn't impress me.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, True Detective was like a one-off. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that counts
as much.
It's
a TV show. What
right.
are you talking about?
It's a TV show. It counts.
It is. You're right. But it was one season of it. I feel like a lot, like, the winning answers to me are, like, long stretches. Like, he's not
I think what we're learning
that.
Is the voting is going to be all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I'm telling you.
She came in my answer, so
guys,
I feel like, you know.
I can think of 25 answers probably better than everything that's been said.
No shot better than Steve Carell.
I got haymakers. I got a couple written down, and I got a lot in my mind here. Look, everyone think about it. 215-592-9494.
Is there a chance Elliot or Devin has never heard of one
yes.
of the haymakers? Yeah, that's what
oh,
I figured.
Of course.
Yes.
Is there a chance? Is there 70s, a chance we hear the winner? Yeah.
70s, 80s, 90s. Oh, yeah. I got a lot there. All right, look, 215-592-9494. Get thinking on that. Let's also introduce you to one of our Twitter poll questions of the day today. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin, certified one owner. Pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. So we got Elliot with us today, and obviously the Eagles will be in camp in 6 weeks. Which Eagles position battle most intrigues you for training camp? Now, I'm going to give you four choices. I think there's only three that reasonably have a shot to win this, but I'll give you the four we have in the poll. Intriguing camp battle for a position. Is it A, inside linebacker, B, cornerback, C, safety, or D, offensive guard? So we're going like front of defense, back, and then over to offense. We got inside linebacker, corner, safety, offensive guard. Elliot, off the cuff, which one hits you the most?
Yeah, they're all good. And after seeing...
Because it's not going to be guard.
No, it's not going to be Gardner. I agree. And that I will say of those, that is the least that's a true battle, I think. Like, Tyler Steen is very much in control of that job.
Yep.
But after seeing the team practice three times this year, this offseason, like, I think they're all going to be great battles, and I'm very excited for all of them in camp. But for me, it's safety. I just think it's safety. They have so many intriguing options. Like, at corner, they're really talking about two guys, Keely Ringo, Adoree Jackson. But at safety, there are like four guys that I think have a legitimate chance to win that job, all for different reasons. And then we have Richie's boy, Lewis Seen, that also is, you know, I think an intriguing name and a former first-round pick. So they don't have any great options there, but they have a lot of intriguing options.
So
I'm excited to see how they use them.
It's funny. I see it as inside linebacker because of what the competition represents, which is Jahad Campbell going to be ready to go or not?
Yeah.
I mean, and also what it represents from this standpoint, if he is played in there, and we still don't like quite know where they're going to play him, is that an indication that N'Kobe Dean will never get the starting spot back?
Well, if they play Jahad Campbell at inside linebacker, then I don't know if it's an indication. Like, N'Kobe's role is severely impacted.
You know, and Elliot, that's why for me, and again, everyone, you can weigh in on this as well. So we got the Phillies on the table. We're looking for the best combination from an actor or actress for one great TV role and one great movie role. But also this camp battle stuff. To me, inside linebacker is the most intriguing because it represents, is Campbell going to be ready, and is N'Kobe Dean ever going to be a starter again? And you know, that's where, because to me, I get the safety argument, I get the corner argument. I get them. I mean, they're intriguing. There's no question, guys. I mean, they just drafted at safety a second-round pick in Makuba, right?
Yeah, second-round pick.
There's intrigue on both those spots. But the linebacker thing to me is the juiciest because – it represents so much more than just who plays. It represents who doesn't play.
So do you think last year, and I don't know the answer to this, I'm curious for your opinion.
Well, you're coming to the right guy.
No, I know exactly. When I need something answered, I'm lucky to be here on Friday.
Devin shaking her head like, what the hell?
Do you think Zach Bond's play last year has made, as a collective, everybody care more about the position? Because I think if we did this poll a year ago, everybody would basically go, well, of these four, inside linebacker is easily the least important position. Like,
well,
cornerback, safety, offensive guard.
That's how the Eagles had treated it.
You're right. It's how they viewed it. I think that the Zach Bond impact season he's had has made people care way more about the second.
Well,
we're talking the second linebacker position.
Yeah, but I think you're both hitting the right point. Yes, Bond, but Devin, yes, it's Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
It's that he runs the defense in a way that's different than other defensive coordinators, and as such, we have to get down as a fan base, and I'm happy to get down as a fan base with the fun or the frustration, depending on who you have, of what kind of linebacker you have. I mean, there are teams like the Baltimore Ravens or San Francisco who, you know, not every year, but traditionally have had some incredible inside linebackers.
And they win with them.
And they win with them. So, yeah, but I mean, if the strategy was different, then yeah, I would be less inclined to vote for this. But the strategy is now what it is.
Well, and another interesting component.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Of the inside linebacker role is going to be a little bit potentially of a power struggle here. Like, let's say Jihad Campbell is ready to start the season and he's playing. And he's playing, like, relatively well, not great, rookie mistakes, but he's not terrible. And then N'Kobe's ready to come back.
Yeah.
Like, Vic Fangio loves N'Kobe. He's a big N'Kobe Dean fan. Obviously, I think Howie would prefer Jihad Campbell to play. He's the first-round pick. N'Kobe's a free agent. That's a potential interesting dynamic to watch. Like, who wins that power struggle?
There's no question. I would hope they were on the same page on the way in on the draft, meaning that it doesn't create consternation, you know, in October if you're faced with that moment in October, November, if N'Kobe's coming back. But I agree with you. It does create an interesting dynamic. All right, speaking of an interesting dynamic, one other thing and then right to the phones, because we have our second Twitter poll question of the day. Now, me and James got into this very late in yesterday's show. I think it may have even been, I think it was right before Time's Yours. So a lot of people listening at 6:40-something right now probably didn't hear this yesterday. I told you I have a question related to, it's a human-oriented question. All right, I'm going to Elliot and Devin right out of the gate for them to go on the record. Because James and I dramatically disagreed yesterday on this question. It is an official, this is an official question on Twitter. On our Twitter account. Is Superman a human?
No.
Yeah, no.
He's an alien.
Thank you both.
He is an alien, but he's also a human.
No, he's not.
An alien's not a human. He wasn't born on this earth.
All right, Devin, let me ask you a question. Neil Armstrong goes to the moon. Mrs. Armstrong goes with him.
Not the same thing.
Mrs. Armstrong. Hold on, everybody. Shut the hell up. Mrs. Armstrong gives birth In the lunar capsule on the moon. Is the baby a human?
Not the same thing whatsoever.
Is the baby a human?
Yes.
The moon is not a planet, dude.
They go to Mars instead.
It's still a human.
Musk takes them to Mars in 20 years. You're telling me Mrs. Armstrong's baby's not a human?
Can that baby fly?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's different.
The flying came from the red sun.
Dude, he's Kryptonian.
Exactly. It came from his powers as a being not of this earth.
Because of the sun out there.
The point you're making is if two humans went to the moon and gave birth to a child on the moon, like that they're still human because
of course,
they're gonna come back.
Nonsensical
right.
thing.
Yes, but that's not why Superman's not a human. He can fly. Like, that's it. That's the end of the debate.
That's not the end of the debate.
It is. Do you know any humans that can fly?
No.
Okay, there you go. Done.
But he,
over.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, he can fly. Like, that's it.
But
I wish
that's
I could
not,
fly.
Are there any humans that are invincible?
Did he look like a robot? Did he look like a dinosaur?
What did he look like? A human, and he wasn't. What are you
talking
about?
Yeah, the Terminator.
About?
But we saw inside he wasn't human when his body, when his flesh started getting
we
ripped apart.
We know that Superman isn't human.
No, you're wrong. Superman is a human.
Can you present
from a different planet?
What's your argument for him being human, other than where he was born?
Other than what he looks like. What he looks like.
What he looks like.
And now
he's a human.
Say, I will say, man is in his name, Superman.
He's a human being.
Because he is better than man. He is more than man. He is super.
He is Superman.
He's very clearly not human. Like, this is not. He's from Krypton.
I'm putting this one out.
He is Kryptonian.
All right. I'm putting this one out to the audience as well. We now have on the table the following four things. Which Eagles position battle intrigues you the most? The Phillies, your strategy, Elliott's nonsense about he cares more about the minor leaguers.
I'm just being realistic.
We've got the best combination of TV and movie role in the history of the world. And we have, is Superman a human? If we don't give you enough to chew on, I don't know what to tell you. Give me a great answer. 215-592-9494 from Borgata. Elliot in for John today. Rhea off. Devin, of course, with us as she is every Friday. Craig and Ben Salem. Craig, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. Appreciate,
thank you, sir.
What up, Craig?
My call. Hey, I just want to start out with the little contest we got going here. I'm going to say Tim Allen and Tim the Tool Man in Home Improvement and Buzz Lightyear.
That could be a winner.
It was already said.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No.
Craig, I mentioned Tim Allen like 10 minutes ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Man.
But it shows you're thinking well, though.
Buzz Lightyear, though, right? Notice that. I'm just
saying. I hear it. You want to pivot? You want to pivot to a different answer?
Did you mention Buzz Lightyear?
We mentioned all of that. God.
Now, you could say Santa Claus.
No, I said that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
He
said it.
He was the Santa Claus. That is true.
He was. Top four Christmas movie.
Let's go with that answer.
Which answer?
You can't go with that, is what we said.
All right, give me a Phillies point, Craig. You've already been eliminated. You've given three answers. You're out. Give me a Phillies point.
Yeah, I'm just hoping we can really take it to the Blue Jays. They're obviously having a really good year, too. So just hoping the bats can kind of warm up a little bit.
Totally.
Home can stay hot, and just need that pitching to stay strong, and hopefully we can take the series here.
No, I agree. Look, Boehm's done a nice job lately. He deserves, and Craig, appreciate the phone call.
People are way too harsh on Boehm. It's crazy to me how harsh people are on him.
Well, it's funny. Someone asked me yesterday, which player is the most criticized Phil? And I said, if we're going back like a whole year, if we're viewing this through about a year prism, I said, I think it's Boehm. Do you guys agree with that?
For sure.
Yeah, I think Boehm and Nick Castellanos, like, overall, in the last, like, three seasons, have been the two guys who get the most criticism.
Do you agree with that, James?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Which is wild. He's not one of the highest
Boehm's
paid
actually
guys.
Been doing well.
He's been one of their best players over the last, I don't know, calendar year or whatever. And whenever he shows the littlest bit of emotion, everyone jumps at him.
Like I hate when he does that. I hate it.
I'm fine with it.
Hate it.
I have a take on that, on Alec Boehm with the helmet throwing with, people get upset with that. I don't really have that big of an issue with it
because
it's frustration with himself.
Yes.
I would have issue if he was doing it when someone else struck out. You know, if he wasn't being a good teammate. I think it comes from just being frustrated knowing he can play better and he's not. And for that, like, he's a competitor. Like, maybe he could rein it in a bit, but I don't think it's as detrimental as it's been made out to be.
No,
kind of snowballed into a bigger issue.
I think that is fair, but I still have two words. Grow up.
Yeah, like, I understand that. Like,
I disagree with the
They tried to trade him. They tried to trade him
probably
because of it.
Right, but
no,
probably
that
also
was one
because
of the major
that
reasons
was one of
that
the
they
reasons.
Tried to
but
trade him.
That doesn't mean it's correct, though. Like, just, you are right, that is one of the reasons, but I think it is an overreaction.
Well, they know
now,
it more than we do.
You're right.
The
point
is,
they are
around it. They know how it affects
James,
his game, how it affects other people, whatever.
And, James, you know what's concerning? I think it's one of the reasons they didn't get a great offer for him.
I do, too. Oh, I absolutely do. Without
like,
a
the
doubt.
Phillies aren't the only ones, and we as Phillies fans aren't the only ones who watch baseball. The other teams say it.
See, I think if he was a great player, everybody would view it as, oh, look how much this guy cares.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally Nick Sirianni. Oh, it's the same argument.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.